This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A massive fire has swept through Brazil's oldest museum, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Temer said in a statement that 200 years of work, investigation and knowledge have been lost, although there are reports that some of the valuable artifacts were saved. The museum has a vast collection related to the history of Brazil and other countries, many of the items provided by members of Brazil's royal family. Firefighters had got off to a slow start on the blaze because the two fire hydrants closest to the museum weren't functioning. Instead, trucks had to be sent to get water from a nearby lake.
AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. The chief of the United Nations agency, which helps Palestinian refugees, is promising continued aid for Palestinians, even as the United States says it is ending its financial contribution to the agency. American University professor emeritus Russell Stone says the Trump administration made the decision to end funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency without consulting its foreign affairs and Middle East advisors.
Cutting the funding so drastically, up to 40% of the total support for UNRWA, could lead to unrest that could result in anti-Israel demonstrations, that could result in even stimulating terrorist actions.
The Trump administration cut funding to the UNRWA, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. UNRWA provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. The U.S. military is planning to pull nearly all U.S. commandos from Niger and shutting down most elite counterterrorism units across Africa. U.S. military outposts in Cameroon, Kenya, Libya, and Tunisia would also be closed if U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis approves the plans. Some U.S. defense officials oppose the plan to close down military posts, saying it could cut American influence at a time when China and Russia are boosting theirs. This is VOA News. Pakistan has dismissed as incorrect reports the United States has canceled $300 million in military aid to the country, saying Washington owed the money to Islamabad for expenses incurred in fighting terrorism. This comes after the U.S. military said it has taken final steps to cancel the funding. AP's Ben Thomas.
The Pentagon says the decision to end the aid was made due to a lack of decisive actions by Pakistan in support of the U.S. strategy for pressuring the Taliban and bringing the Afghan conflict to a political solution. Taliban leaders use Pakistan as a sanctuary. The move comes at a delicate moment in U.S.-Pakistani relations following the election of a new prime minister.
It's going to be equal partnership. We are ready to fight out terrorism.
Lawmaker Faisal Vada.
But we will not fight out their war, their selected war, and kill our own people, you know.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected in Islamabad this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two Reuters journalists in Myanmar have been convicted of violating the country's secrecy laws and sentenced to 7 years in prison. They were arrested last December after meeting with two police officers and given a stack of documents. They were charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Both men have denied asking for the documents. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain has been buried at his college alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, after a week of remembrances, like what his daughter Megan said at his memorial service when she spoke of the country her father proudly served.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
And in his eulogy, former U.S. President George W. Bush said McCain was honorable, always recognizing that his opponents were still patriots and human beings.
The world is smaller for his departure, and we will remember him as he was, unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
McCain was a former aviator who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for more than 5 years in the 1960s. He died August 25th at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. It is a national holiday in the United States. It's known as Labor Day. It honors the American labor movement and the contributions of workers. Beginning in the late 19th century, as the trade union and labor movements grew, trade unionists proposed a day be set aside to celebrate labor. In 1887, Oregon was the first state in the United States to make it an official public holiday. By the time it became an official federal holiday in 1894, 30 states. The U.S. officially celebrated Labor Day. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.